Once upon a time, there was an old mother pig who had three little pigs and not enough food to feed them. So when they were old enough, she sent them out into the world to seek their fortunes. The first little pig was very lazy. He didn't want to work at all and he built his house out of straw. The second little pig worked a little bit harder, but he was somewhat lazy too, and he built his house out of sticks. When they sang and danced and played together the rest of the day, the third little pig worked hard all day and built his house with bricks. It was a sturdy house complete with a fine fireplace and chimney. It looked like it could withstand the stronger wind. The next day, a wolf happened to pass the by lane where the three little pigs lived, and he saw the straw house, and he smelled the pig inside. He took the pig would make a mighty fine meal, and his mouth began to water. So he knocked on the door and said, little pig, let me in." But little pig saw the wolf's big paws through the keyhole. So he answered back, "No, no, no, not by the hair on the chin. Then the wolf showed the teeth and said, That I puff, and I puff your house down." So he huffed and he puffed and he blew the down. The wolf opened his jaw very wide and beat down as hard as he could. But the first little pig escaped and ran away to hide with the second little pig. The wolf continued down the lane and passed by the second house made of stick, and he saw the house and he smelled the pigs inside, and he must begin to water as they talk about the fine dinner they would make. So he knocked on the door and said, little pigs, let me in. But the little pigs saw the wolf pointy earth took the keyhole. So answered back, "No, no, no, not by the hairs on the earth, chin. So wolf showed his teeth and said, That I huff, that I blow your house down." So he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house down. The wolf was greedy and tired to catch both pigs at once, but he was too greedy and got neither. His big jaws clamped down on nothing but iron, and the two little pigs scrabbled away as fast as their little hoofs would carry them. The wolf cast the down in the land and almost caught them, but they made into the brick house and smelled the doors closed before wolf could catch them. The three little pigs, they were very frightened. They know the wolf want to eat them. And then it was very, very true, the wolf had eaten all day and he had worked up a large appetite, changed the pigs around, and now he could smell all three of the inside, and he knew that the three little pigs would make lovely feasts. So the wolf knocked on the door and said, little pigs, let me in. But the little pigs saw the wolf's narrow egg took the keyhole. So they answered back, No, not by the air on our chinny chin. So the wolf showed his teeth and said, "They are half, then I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down." Well, he huffed and he puffed. He puffed and he huffed. And he huffed, huffed and he puffed. Puffed, but he could not blow the house down. At last, he was so out of breath that he could huff and he could puff anymore. So he stopped to rest and choked a bit. But this was too much. The wolf danced about with rage and swore he would come down the chimney and eat up the little pig for his supper. But while he has climbed on the roof, the little pig made up a blaze fire and put on the big pot full of water to boil. Then, just as the wolf was coming down the chimney, the little pig pulled off the lid, and ploop! In fell the wolf into the scalding water. So the little pig put on the cover again. Well, the wolf up, and there, little pigs ate the four supper.